Carmen, that medicine ball that you brought me worked. One, listen to me.
Oh.
I sound so much better. I feel better. Less razor blades in my throat. Please go get our guest, comedian JB Ball, who's going to be at Sidesputters all weekend.
He was there when we went and saw Robert Kelly. JB Ball was there.
He's really funny.
Yeah, he is.
He's really funny. And
moving soon, I believe, too, right?
I don't know. We'll find out what his deal
is. Heading out to LA, I think.
That would probably be smart. There he is. What's up, JB? How you doing, buddy? This is JB Ball. Are you moving?
I am.
Where are you going?
Going to LA.
You got to, right?
It's time, man.
Who tells you when it's time? Like here's the deal. You can be the funniest guy in Tampa.
Sure.
But you're not going to get any work.
It's not going to do anything.
Not going to do it. And no offense to Tampa, it's just not where the industry is.
Exactly. That's the thing, man.
But now you move, and no matter how funny you are, you're in a sea of already famous funny people.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, because, and this is no, this is, it, like Kevin Hart likes you. He made you part of one of his things, didn't he? So that's what you need, is somebody already there to say, we got a guy.
That is the thing.
And when Alan Tudyk and Too Gay, you also are really good looking.
Oh, that's
so, right. But I mean, and that matters in Hollywood.
It matters to a degree, but if you look at like the castings I'm getting, you know, it's just like, well, I'm not that attractive.
Well, like, who do you get?
Yeah, well, like every role they send me to audition for is just like, all right, you want to be the sexy, charming guy who's got to like swoon his way into. Like, I'm like, have you seen Michael B. Jordan? I'm not Michael B. Jordan. I'm
you
the brother.
Abs?
Say what?
You have abs?
I do have abs.
Yeah, you would say you better get. How many you got? Like six? I don't want to see them.
Okay. But it's the black skin thing. You know, like it looks a little more cut.
Yeah, I know.
What I mean? Like there's something there.
That's why bodybuilders always dye, do the.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, so you see all the striations and stuff.
It's like
that.
Ugly ladies who contour their face with the makeup so they can create like crevices and things. I don't think crevices.
Like specified ugly ladies.
Yeah.
It's not like the women who. It's like, no, just the ugly women who do it.
Beautiful ladies don't spend 4 hours on their makeup. It's the ugly broads that are like, oh, man, this is going to be about 3 hours.
Fair enough.
The hot chicks just put a little eye makeup on. They're like, let's go. That's all you need to do.
Right, Carmen? That's all
you
do.
Thank you.
Right, Carmen? Just a couple hours and you're ready to go.
No.
Carmen, how good looking is JB Ball?
I'm
begging you think about going back.
I can't look at him. I'll fall in love.
Stop. Seriously though.
Yeah.
When are you going?
So the 19th of January, the 18th of January, I'm doing San Francisco Sketch Fest. I'm doing a recording there for a rooftop comedy, so that's kind of like an exciting thing.
Okay.
And then I'm driving down to LA from there, and then I'm there.
Who are you going with? Anybody, you know anybody there?
You already know Preach, Preacher Lawson out of Orlando.
Yes.
So Preach and I are really good friends. Justin, his brother, and Akeem, they're all buddies of mine from Orlando. We're all going to room together. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it'll be a fun
How household. Old are you?
I am 30 now, man.
So that's good though, because even if you're like, hey, let's give this 5 years.
Sure.
Yeah, and
sure,
it'd be fun ass 5 years.
It's going to be a great 5 years.
And you guys got enough money? Do you know where you're going to live? You got enough money and all that stuff?
Waiting to see, man. So they're there already,
uh-huh.
And they're living in Preach's place. And I know we're supposed to get a new place, so I'm waiting for them to hit me up and be like, okay, this
we
is
found
the place.
A place.
Can you afford this?
Yeah.
And then let's do it.
Now you're not going to have any other real job, right? You're just going to do comedy.
I'm going to try to just do comedy.
Don't do another job.
Well, here's
you
the
have
problem.
To be forced to be funny.
Well, the thing is, it's like I can't do the road because I'm moving right there for pilot season.
Right.
Right? So I can't be leaving if I'm auditioning for all these new shows. So the idea is I might have to like pick up something just to kind of keep a little money coming in while I'm auditioning.
All
and
right.
Then my tour schedule can pick back up.
Like,
so it's a little sacrifice I got to make.
Like do a little warm-up.
Like, I mean, if I can,
I'm just, are you watching Crashing? Did you watch that show?
I haven't watched Crashing yet.
You have to, dude, you
is
have to watch. Yes.
Yeah. Is it that good?
It's really good, and it's real comedians, so you get to see inside the comedy world.
I was on
you
a flight, and I only caught, like, the first, like, three episodes, and then I realized that it's not the first three episodes, they're random episodes through the season, so I don't even know where I'm at.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Go watch them over and start over, especially if you're a guy who's kind of in a similar situation where you're breaking in.
Sure.
Because you realize, I mean, it's Pete Holmes in New York.
Yeah.
Which I would think New York's harder.
To me it is, but it's a preference thing. Like New York, there's all the stage time, right?
Right.
And LA, there's no stage time, but LA, there's more TV than there is in New York.
So and that's where the money is.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's my whole thing is like, I'm good at stand-up. It's not to say I couldn't get better, like anyone can get better, but people don't know me from something. It's just the people who come out to the shows, they're like, this is a great show.
Right. Like,
so
my father thinks you're hilarious.
That's awesome.
And he didn't know who you were before he saw you. I think he saw you at one of the Not So Live gig.
Okay, dude.
And he was like, who is that guy? And I told him, he was like, he's hilarious. I said, he'll be famous. But you're right. But now you want to be like, oh, that's that guy from wherever. That's where you make your money, man.
That's the thing. Like, if you go to all the clubs and you look at, like, the comment cards afterwards, they're like, that dude's great. Bring him back. I've never been asked to not come back to a club.
Right.
Every club has me back. And that's not, and I don't mean that in, like, a cocky
way. No,
no.
I,
like, I really put
that's your job. You
got
to be good at your job.
Yeah,
you got to know
people
that.
People just don't know me. Like, I still sign autographs as, like, Terrell Owens. Like, people recognize me. You know what I mean?
You're not that tall.
Dude, it's not. That was at West Shore, by the way.
Oh,
dude
really?
Ran me down. Yeah. I signed it as T.O. I don't even know how to spell Terrell.
This is JB Ball. He's going to be at Tidesplitters. Now you're headlining there all weekend?
Headlining all week.
So that, I would think, a majority of weekends are people just showing up to the club.
Yeah.
And not really just knowing. Because when I was a kid, when I first moved here,
sure,
we used to go to the club. And we there was a club on Dale Mabry, probably when you were about two.
Okay.
There was a club on Dale Mabry, and I want to say, I don't know, like where... it was in the, what's that, Wright's Deli? It's like kind of like over there, like where Mollio's used to be.
Yeah.
There used to be a little club over there somewhere.
Okay.
And I went to see Richard Jenny there.
Really?
And then, yeah. And then every other time I ever went to go see comedy in Tampa was at Sidesplitters before they opened up other clubs.
Yeah.
So but we never knew who was there. We were college kids. We scraped together enough money to buy two drinks and we just go, and you know you're going to get somebody funny. And I'll remember the first funny guy that I saw was Al Romas, who I still see in the area, the one. But I mean, this was in 1992, and he got up there, and I was like, "That's what you want." And then there were some other guys that were just touring comics that we'd go see, and I can't remember any of their names. They weren't famous, but they were funny guys.
Yeah.
And those guys will be, unless they move to L.A. and concentrate on pilot season, will be doing that for the rest of their life.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. Like, I love Tampa. Like, I'm from here. This is, like, my home. Like, I don't dislike a thing about this city.
Right.
It's just my industry isn't here.
Where are your parents?
So my dad's still here. Mm-hmm. My mom lives in The Villages. Do you know The Villages?
Yeah.
I'm writing a sitcom about The Villages.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They say all the action's going on
there.
It's
this underground, like, sex community, man. It's like college for old people.
Yeah.
You know, that's
your mom ever tell you any stories?
A lot of stories.
Really?
Like, she's not partaking.
Right.
She like, runs a mattress firm up there.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But that also, like, that could just be a great cover. I'm not checking up on it.
She's running a mattress
you know
firm.
I mean?
Yeah,
I'm like,
you.
Why do you know all these rules, then? Like, how do you know how the game's played?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I hear all those stories all the time.
It's crazy, yeah. Like, if you leave your garage door open, it means you're into this. If you leave your porch light on, you're into that. I'm like, I'd be so worried about sending mixed signals. I'm like, no, I just use my house.
Right. I just parked my car.
You're not allowed in here. Get out of my house.
That's great, though, for people who are getting old. They're like, well, life's over now. And you're like, nope, there's a whole orgy village.
Dude, I love the idea of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's gross. Like, when you look at it medically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But aside, I love the idea that that exists somewhere. And if you want that, you can go get it, bro.
Sure.
It's right there for you.
How old do you have to be to move to The Villages?
55 and up.
Oh, okay.
55 and up.
Which is 10 years away.
So, but I bet if you're 55, man, you're getting all when you move it. Like,
you got hair.
How's that feel again?
Yeah, right.
That's gotta be so bad.
To be the cool kid in school again.
55.
What's up? Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, so you can scapegoat your way in there too. Like, it's like, I think it's 80% of the community has to be 55 and up. So the other 20%, I mean, dude, you could be the 23-year-old in there who's like cleaning pools and just like ruining marriages.
If I was you, if I had abs, I'd go live there for a year.
Why though?
I like old chicks.
Okay, well, that's the thing, then.
But you have to understand that, like,
you put in the will.
Yeah, that's true.
You put in the will.
See, now you're thinking.
Yeah.
That's my L.A. money right there.
Yeah.
What have I been doing?
When you're, like, how old are you in 30? So when you were, like, in your teens and first discovering porn and stuff, you're like, you got that MILF desire.
To a degree, yeah.
Yeah, but then when you get
that
older.
Show Sex 411? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I can't remember, but I know the name.
So it was like a call-in show.
Right.
Where like these two former porn stars would just, you could ask them anything and they'd explain to you how to do a thing, right?
Yes.
And I remember I was still a virgin. I was actually scared to orgasm because every call on
I'm so sorry.
You orgasm?
Okay.
None of that. It would make me feel really good over the phone.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
No, you're right. It's not weird. So yeah, it would call in, then they would. You're right. Then they would help him along.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was
bro,
awkward.
The tension in the room in that moment. I felt that. That was. I'm sorry.
Listen, we got to try and make snap decisions here.
Yeah. All good.
All right. So what I was saying though is when you're like MILFs.
Yes.
And then you're 30 now, so your MILF is 45, and then when you're 45 like me or 46.
Yeah.
My MILF is like 60. So then when I'm living in the village,
I don't understand. Why is your MILF getting older?
Because I'm getting older.
But she's still a mom at any age.
Nah, it's not the idea that she has kids.
Okay.
I don't really care if she has kids.
I think you're thinking more cougar.
Yeah.
Okay.
So your cougar gets older as you get older.
I don't really want my MILF to have kids. That's like kind of ruins things.
Right. So then Cougar's better.
Cougar, yeah.
Cougar is an older lady that wants to be with the younger guy.
Yeah.
And so if she's 70, you're 50, that's still Cougar, you know, to you.
Is there something about, oh, so like the age difference feels like you're accomplishing something? Like, she's supposed to be wiser than me, and I still pulled this off.
Right. No, yeah, it is when you're younger.
Okay.
It is when you're younger, you're like, I have made it with a real woman, yeah. You know? But I think when you're older, it's kind of like a bucket list thing.
Yeah.
Like, you carry one of those little car dust bags.
Dude, I remember I was, like, embarrassingly proud. Like, when I was 18, one of the first people I had sex with was 25.
Oh, that's good.
And I just
remember
being like, dude, I made it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm out here. You know what I mean?
Because usually at that age, they don't go down. They don't go backwards.
That's the thing.
Age. Yeah.
Like, but so now I'm like, this sounds really bad, but now I'm almost disgusted by her.
Yeah, right.
I'm
yeah.
just like, what 25-year-old woman sleeping with?
An 8-year-old
boy. I'm still in high school.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Boy.
I'm just 18. But, like, what?
So when you're in high school... And when you're a guy, it was okay for the senior guys to date a freshman girl.
Yes, it
because
was.
They were hot and they were young and they were new.
Yeah.
But if you were a senior girl and you had a freshman guy, you were a loser.
Dude, you were boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did nothing.
None of the guys your age like you, so you got to go date a new freshman.
Yeah.
It's
so
tough.
Bad.
It's
yeah.
double standard for girls. It's terrible.
I remember that one of my best friends was in that situation, and I'm like, why are you? So I was friends with the girl, but he was my next door neighbor.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to tell him, like, hey, man, you don't want to do this.
Right.
Like, you don't want to do this. I'm friends with both of you. Please don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't listen, and now he's a weirdo.
This is JB Ball. See him now before he leaves. And becomes super famous. So, so what was the Kevin Hart thing? I remember you told us about it last time you were here.
I did a show. It was called Heart of the City. They're
right.
in season two now on Comedy Central. I was on season one. After that, I got picked up to do a couple more shows. I'm just not allowed to legally say it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But that's part of why I'm moving to LA. So I can kind of do those and set up a couple other things that I'm pitching that I've got like some pretty good traction on.
Now, who are you that you just get to go start pitching shows now? That's great. I mean,
it's
good
great.
Way.
Yeah. So what ended up happening was after I did Heart of the City, that had gone well. I got a little buzz on my name. I got selected for Montreal Just for Last Festival, which is biggest comedy festival.
Were you there
in the world.
This year?
I was there last year.
Oh,
Preach
I went
was
out
there,
there
this year. So
okay.
it's a really cool thing. It was just like 1 year me, and then the next year like basically my brother. So you know, it's
right.
really cool. So after that, I got management. I got my agency together. Like we've put together like the packages, this, that, and the third. And now like I'm finally being able to go over there and present. Like I visited a couple months ago.
Right.
So 2 weeks, it went great. Every show was so good. Every meeting went so good. And so now I get to follow up on that. So I feel like I'm hitting the ground running to a degree.
Sure. You got a head start there.
I got something.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And we'll see. I got to come through. But, like, I'm excited. Like, I'm glad I waited this long to move.
Listen, there was a time where you made a Super Friends movie
yeah.
and you only had to put one black guy in it.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't have, like, three black guys, you're racist.
Dude, I can't wait for Black Panther.
Right? Black Panther.
And it's coming out in February.
Yeah.
Perfect marketing scheme.
Oh, yeah.
It's Black History Month, bro. Respect it or you're racist.
Or worse,
yeah.
you fail in January, you fail, and in February, you're in front of man's Chinese theater dressed as Black Panther trying to take pictures of tourists.
Oh, God. Yeah. No. So scary.
Listen,
yeah.
you can't. You're taking the worst thing you want to do is be 70 years old and be like, man, I wish I would have moved to LA when I was 30.
That's the thing.
You go there and make the best of it.
So and I'm really like at peace with it. Like,
yeah.
I know like other people are like hungry in terms of like a desperation thing.
Yeah.
I'm not. It's really like, if I had to stop comedy, which I don't intend to,
right.
but if I had to stop comedy, like, I really am proud of what I've achieved from where I came from.
Sure.
And, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing to really be embarrassed of.
No.
So now I'm playing with house money.
Right.
And I think the scariest thing for Hollywood is that I'm playing with house money.
Yeah,
you know what
you
I mean?
Don't have anything to lose.
Yeah, I don't got to dance, man.
Right.
No, I'm going to do my thing. You either want it or you don't. But
you will
like
be
it.
You will be miserable if one of your boys in the house makes it before you do.
I mean, Preach already made it.
I know, but it'd be really,
he already made it.
Really though, it was like when they start buying nice cars and you're like, I'm going to go to Chipotle again. And you're like, God damn it,
it's all good.
Yeah,
I don't get envious like that. I'm one of those.
You
like,
don't?
I'm a rare breed.
I do.
Man, in
if
that
I start seeing you in movies, I'm gonna be like, remember that bitch used to come on our show?
Yeah,
I'm gonna get envious.
Well,
of you.
I'm not gonna stop coming on the show.
Yes,
though.
You will.
Nah.
Kevin Hart
not
did.
Not because I want to see.
That's right. Kevin Hart did.
Yeah.
Bill Burr did.
Well, I mean, they're busy guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even dream of being that level of famous. I just, you know, the real level of fame I want. I just want to be able to like show up in a room in terms of like a comedy show.
Right.
You hear that I'm there, and you go like, oh, this is gonna be good. I just want that.
Well,
like,
that's good.
I think that's like an accomplishment. Like that's a very tangible dream.
But once you hit that goal, right. Then you're going to want more.
That could be
a little taste.
LA might change me, man.
I just want to be the guy that shows up and bumps three other comics to go.
That's the thing. Like, I'm going to hate loving being that guy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Sorry, man. I'm a big deal. So I don't know.
All right. So I will look you up when I come to LA.
Please do.
See if you still take our phone calls.
Yep.
Like Joe JB, what's up, man? Remember Not So Live Geek number 2? Like the Rock Lakeland?
Hey, what's up, man? Did you bring Carmen? What's up? What's going on? I'm joking.
Carmen, you should probably sleep with him today before he becomes famous. Famous-er.
Sorry, Blaine.
You have a girlfriend?
Right. You're seeing somebody now, right?
Yeah.
Dude, that's great. Congrats.
But it's okay. I mean, I think he'll be okay with it.
All right, that's cool.
It's setting my future up.
Look, I don't know the guy. I don't want to put him in a bad situation. I'm single for the first time on this station. He tries to set you up with me every single time I'm here.
Yeah.
This is the first time I'm available. And now you're not available.
It's the first time I'm not. It always happens.
What are you doing?
Why are you single? When did you break up?
We broke up 5 months ago.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, yeah, man. It was rough. This is the roughest breakup I've ever been through.
How long were you with her?
2 years.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, I get in the big scheme of things, people have done longer relationships, but that's my longest relationship.
Was it because you knew you were going to L.A., so you're like, let me do this now?
No.
No?
But, because I know she was willing to move with me. Like, she was great. Like, sincerely, she's a good person. I'm a good person. It was just, I feel like I picked the lesser of two evils. If you really look at the situation, like, I made a sacrifice, and it just hurts, because I knew I had to. But I didn't want to.
She banging anybody else yet?
I don't know, man. I just feel
think
like
about it, you visualize it.
Man, I'm not good at handling stuff like that. If I see her out with somebody, I might beat that dude up.
Really?
I might probably beat that dude up.
Oh. So I don't cry.
Hey, all the black guys in Tampa Bay area, I see you with this chick.
Uh-huh. Just black guys.
Just know why you're getting hit. No, she likes black guys.
Yeah.
Just know why you're getting hit,
so
man.
You
it's
think she
it's
does.
Very personal.
What if you see her and she's with a white guy and he's goofy?
I'd be like, good for him, because I know she doesn't like white guys.
Right.
I'd be like, this dude must be the truth.
Is she white or black?
She's white.
She's white.
Yep, okay. As white as Carmen.
Right. Only likes black dudes.
Yeah, exclusively. It's almost
racist,
you guys.
What did we do? Yeah, what did we do to her to turn her around?
I don't know what it is. Yeah, I don't know. Steelers fan?
I don't see many black girls that only date white guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you don't
that's
see
true.
That. You see white girls that only date black guys, but you rarely see black girls that are like, nope, only one white guy.
Yeah, did you see that Prince Harry thing that he's marrying a black kid?
Yeah.
Like, kind of black.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. Like, people had to tell me she was black.
Right.
I didn't even know. I was like, oh, really? Oh, okay.
She's from a mixed relationship.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
I mean, I'm all for it. Yeah, yeah. But I just remember black women big up in her, and I'm like, I just feel like you wouldn't have claimed her otherwise.
Yeah.
I'm just being fair.
Just because she's royalty.
You had to tell me she was black.
Right. There's a model. I remember saying that I like black chicks. I'm like, I'm attracted to black chicks.
Yeah.
And Ian Beckles was like, who? I'm like, this is model Nazeen Mondi, I think is her name. And they're like, all right. And they looked her up and they're like, she ain't black. And I'm like, she's totally black. And she was like Egyptian.
Sure.
Black enough.
But I feel like Marco, like she's black in the same way that Blake Griffin is. Like if he wasn't dunking, we wouldn't be claiming him.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
He's a blonde
like if
white
he was
guy.
Just 3-point shooting, we'd be like, yeah, he's something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly.
We like him, but he's something else.
All right. Well, you seem to have a good head on your shoulders.
Thanks,
and I wish you the best.
Thank you, dude.
I almost hope you don't call us back anymore. I hope you achieve that level of fame where we
can. I hope I'm famous enough and still that cool dude. Like, that's my dream, to be like the nice, famous guy. When you hear stories about like Tom Hanks, I'm just like, who doesn't want to be that?
Right.
You know, I want to be that dude.
Okay, because if you're not, we're going to find your ex-girlfriend and we're going to make her date white guys on the show.
That's
going to do a white guy dating game.
I mean, I just feel like that's her losing.
You never know.
In her own eyes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, she could be turned on to something that you couldn't provide for her.
Okay, that's true. I can't
mediocre
provide
mediocre rhythm and a small wiener. I bet you got a big wiener, right?
I mean, I'm not going to say. I mean, every time I've been on the show, we've talked about the size of my wiener.
Because I think about these things as a package.
I mean, that's
you're good looking. You're funny.
Listen.
Maybe you have a small wiener. There's got to be something bad to you.
I've never measured because I don't want the pressure of knowing the number. But I've never heard
me too,
complaint.
But I feel like for different ways.
Okay, fair.
I've never measured because I don't want the depression of knowing the number.
I really think I'm doing okay.
I've actually measured JB's.
Oh, so, good. I just said, don't tell me the number. It was like, you know, like when you get an ultrasound, it's like, no, I just want to have
Right, just let's know, tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah, let's have
we're
a reveal
gonna,
party.
Yeah, we're going to have a cake, and it's going to have a certain number of candles.
JB Ball, go see him at Sidesplitters, 960-1190, is that the right one? 960-1197.
Yep.
Or sidesplitterscomedy.com. I hope you have a great show.
Thank you,
dude. And a great career, man.
Thank you so much.
Good
thanks
having
for having
you
me.
Yeah,
guys.
Dude. We'll try and find you in 6 months from now.
Dig.
Track you down.
Dig.
I have to call all the clubs and be like, man, get that son of a bitch back here.
Thank you.
Go see JB Ball. We'll take a quick break. Nobbs, Brian Nobbs in studio after the top of the hour. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.